I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. It's been kind of a week of surprises. We're barely halfway through the week. I was a little surprised by Joe Biden's sweeping victory on Super Tuesday, but not completely surprised. It's just, I think people are voting for him because they think he's the safest choice. They just want someone who can beat Trump. They don't want to take any chances. And yes, Biden is the most boring of the candidates. He's kind of an old, out-of-touch white guy, but he has experience. He at least knows what the job entails. But he's not particularly progressive, and he's pretty much would be, I think, a status quo president, which isn't so good if you start with the status quo we have now. We need to get back to maybe the status quo we had before Trump. It looks like Biden's going to be the nominee, and I will vote for him, but like millions of others, I will vote for him without any enthusiasm. Now, if he can just keep his wandering hands to himself between now and the election, surprised and very happy to see Bloomberg drop out, the more we learned about him, the more loathsome he became. He and Trump are both the poster children of why billionaires should never get involved in politics. Okay, Trump's not a billionaire, but he should have never gotten involved in politics in the first place. And for Bloomberg, he discovered that you can't buy an American election without Russian help. Because I don't know how Bloomberg dropping out is going to impact the economy. Think of all the jobs that are going to be lost. So his dropping out was surprising. But I think the big surprise for me this week was Chris Matthews. And generally when Chris Matthews comes on my television set, the channel changes. I dislike the man intensely. And probably no one was more surprised by Chris Matthews quitting than Steve Kornacki. Poor guy looked a little panic-stricken when Chris Matthews announced that he was quitting and then just walked off, dumping the rest of the show to be figured out as they went. Which is exactly the kind of dickishness you'd expect from Chris Matthews. He did, in his speech, make it sound like it was a mutual decision, but actually they'd made it very clear to him he was done. Well, this doesn't get MSNBC executives off the hook for all of the sexist stuff they've done and allowed their employees to do, but it's a good start. I don't know that things got as bad there as they did at CBS, or even worse, Fox News. But they still have a lot of problems to clean up. Now, Chris Matthews did not want to leave. He looks reasonably good for 74 years old. I guess I didn't realize he was quite that old. But I guess it was his wife that really wanted him to quit. Because she knew if he stayed on there, he was just getting worse. He was just going to destroy his entire reputation. Even his adult children were worried about him. So his wife actually went to network chief Phil Griffin and said, "Hey, look, we have to work this out so my husband retires before he destroys his entire legacy." And that did not happen, and as it turns out, Kathleen Matthews was correct. He did a lot of damage just in the last week or so. Now, what really, really hurt him is his misogyny and sexism, but there was much more than that. There was his comparing Senator Bernie Sanders' Nevada caucus win to Nazi Germany beating France during World War II, which is stunning as a thing to say about someone who is Jewish. He, more notably and more sexistly, asked Senator Elizabeth Warren why she should believe a woman who claimed Michael Bloomberg told the pregnant employee to kill her unborn child. As if the woman had no reason to lie, and Bloomberg did. And then there was The Daily Show, where they had a super clip of his on-air remarks constantly referring to women's appearance, and how attractive they were, and their high heels, and yeah, just classic creepy old white guy. But I think, you know, was it accumulation of all that, and then maybe the final blow was the February 28th piece written by Laura Bassett, where she talked about her encounters with Chris Matthews. Now, she'd written an article before where she had said that there was a well-known anchor that she had issues with for his sexist behavior, but she didn't mention his name at the time. Well, In the new article, she talked about all the calls she got after publishing the original article where she didn't name names. People called her up and go, oh my God, I know who that is. That's Chris Matthews. He did the same thing to me. In Chris Matthews' mind, remember, he's almost 75 years old. He's an old guy. Grew up during times when women weren't treated with as much respect as we demand these days. And he treated all women as sexual objects. That's how he saw them, and he didn't have much respect for their capabilities or intellect. It was all how they dressed and how they looked. And he's also very, very immature, as you could probably guess just from watching his show. He would rate female guests on a numerical scale and would name the hottest of the week. As far back as 1999, he was accused by an assistant producer of sexual harassment, and it was CNBC, but you still have that NBC at the beginning, which, like CBS, has a long and troubled history with this sort of thing. And they concluded his comments were inappropriate. He received a stern reprimand, which apparently wasn't stirred enough, because he kept on doing it for another 20 years. And it got pretty disgusting. I mean, it was like he had an open hard-on for the whole time that Sarah Palin was running. He was obsessed with her, he's kind of obsessed with Melania. And when you really look at it, it's hard to believe that Chris Matthews is supposedly leans to the Democratic side of things, because he comes across as pretty much pure Republican. And like so many Republicans, he hated Hillary Clinton, but in the very Republican misogynistic way. He called her witchy, anti-male, and she-devil. And perhaps one of his more grotesque comments, just before a live interview with then-candidate Hillary Clinton, he said, where's that Cosby pill? He's joking about drugging a woman he's supposed to interview. The guy's not right. And of course, he completely devalued her background. He claimed that the only reason she had a career was because her husband, quote, messed around. Of course, yeah, he hated Hillary, but it is also true. He didn't really think that women could be legitimate politicians or be president. He repeatedly challenged women on that subject. So he said of Clinton in 2006, I was thinking how hard it is for a woman to take on a job that's always been held by men. In private, Chris Matthews apparently had no governor. He would say things to women that were just super creepy and inappropriate, whether you're working for him or a guest on his show. I would certainly suggest reading the GQ article. It's very, very interesting. Kind of really tells you a lot about who Chris Matthews is. I'm a big fan of Rachel Maddow, and sometimes they'd be paired together, and I did not enjoy that at all. So not the slightest bit sorry to see Chris Matthews go. There were some things in yesterday's election that I did like. Cenk Uygur, the host and creator of the progressive news and opinion program The Young Turks, lost his bid for the congressional seat vacated by former California Representative Katie Hill. I really liked Katie Hill. It looks like the Democrat running will be California Assemblywoman Christy Smith. Cenk had some real issues with being a sexist and racist asshole, so much so that Bernie Sanders felt compelled to retract his endorsement. He was grossly awful. In 1999, he wrote, obviously the genes of women are flawed. They're poorly designed creatures who do not want to have sex nearly as often as needed for the human race to get along peaceably and fruitfully. Guy sounds kind of like an incel. He's not, because he's married with two kids, but he certainly sounds like he has the same opinions as women. He chalked his outrageous comments up to youthful indiscretion, but he was like 30 at the time. In my book, at that age, you're past youthful indiscretions. But in truth, his horrible comments haven't stopped. In 2013, when he was but a wee lad of 43, he went on Twitter to comment about the city of Miami's improbable breasts and improbable butts, and said that Miami women were outrageously, almost unacceptably hot. Now, the women in Miami are beautiful, but you don't say it that way out loud. You use your inside-your-head voice. And in a final surprise for this week, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has been signaling that he may not be on board the very pivotal abortion case that they're hearing that would dramatically reduce women's access to abortions. He hasn't publicly said how he will decide, but boy, wouldn't that be a pleasant surprise.